Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Wikipedia page for High Five, part 1 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
Everyone, if you like pressing your hands together, this is the page for you. High Five. For other uses, see High Five Disambiguation and Give Me Five Disambiguation. See also Low Five. The high five is a hand gesture that occurs when two people simultaneously raise one hand each about head high and push, slide, or slap the flat of their palm against the flat palm of the other person. Slide?
I hate everything about what you just read.
The gesture is often preceded verbally by a phrase like, give me five, high five, up high, or slap hands. Really? Slap hands? Its meaning varies with the context of use, but can include as a greeting, congratulations, or celebration.
I hate how much we pressure young children and babies to give us high fives.
I don't do that. Maybe you hate how much you pressure young children and babies to give you high fives.
I don't really do that.
Oh, well, you said we, which includes yourself in that group, right?
I was saying we as in, like, collective
humanity.
People. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
There are many origin stories of the high five, but the two most documented candidates are Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers professional baseball team on October 2nd, 1977. And Wiley Brown and Derek Smith of the Louisville Cardinals men's college basketball game during the 1978 to 1979 season. Wait, so people just weren't high-fiving before 1977?
That is the part that I thought was so crazy, because I can't imagine that, like, in the 50s that they didn't high five. This got to be a movie, like, because from the 50s to the 70s, there were movies, like tons and tons of movies.
Yeah.
And nobody high fived in any of those movies. There's no high five. I haven't been able to find anything because, like I said, for some reason, I was researching this a long time ago. And it said the same thing, that it was like in the 70s when high five started. And I'm just like, what? No way.
I don't believe it.
Oh, here we go. Origin. The use of the phrase as a noun has been part of the Oxford English Dictionary since 1980 and as a verb since 1981. The phrase is related to the slang, give me five, which is a request for some form of handshake. Variations include slap me five, slip me five, give me some skin, with five referring to the number of fingers on a hand. The high five originated from the low five, which has been a part of African-American culture since the 1920s. Oh, there we go. You know, when you slap somebody five and you like do that in your hand, and it's at your waist level.
I know what a low five is, yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm just like figuring it out, like, okay, so that was going on. And then at some point, baseball players are like, let's do it up top, I guess. I don't know. The exact transition from a low five to a high is unknown, though many theories exist about its inception. Magic Johnson once suggested that he invented the high five at Michigan State, presumably in the late 1970s. Others have suggested it originated in the women's volleyball circuit of the 1960s.
I still have many doubts that the inception of either the low five or the high five could be this young.
Well, here's something that I have found out recently, just like working a lot with people who are trying to like make innovations. Mm-hmm. A lot of times things happen and up until the moment that they become a thing, you know, nobody seems to put it together. But then once people put it together, it seems so simple that they're like, how come nobody wasn't doing this before? It makes no sense. And that happens a lot. I'm sure when the guy first made the wheel, everybody else was like, why didn't we think of that? It's so silly, simple. A wheel is great.
Yeah, it's like when they put Jell-O pudding in Go-Gurt sticks, that changed everything.
All right.
Glenn Burke and Dusty Baker. For decades, the conventional wisdom has been that the origin of the high five occurred between Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium on October 2, 1977, the last day of the regular season. In the sixth inning, Dusty Baker hit a home run off Houston Astros pitcher J.R. Richard. It was Baker's 30th home run, making the Dodgers the first team in history to have four hitters with at least 30 home runs each in a single season. As journalist John Mulam tells the story, it was a wild, triumphant moment and a good omen as the Dodgers headed to the playoffs. Burke, waiting on deck, thrust his hands enthusiastically over his head to greet his friend at the plate. Baker, not knowing what to do, smacked it. His hand was up in the air, and he was arching way back, says Baker. So I reached up and hit his hand. It seemed like the thing to do.
The birth of the high five.
Biggest character flaw is that sometimes, like, somebody new-ish who I might have just met will, like, go to shake my hand, but I'll interpret it as, like, a low five instead. So I'll, like, slap their hand.
You said that's your biggest character flaw or fear?
Character flaw. It's not just a fear. This is something that I do.
Oh, you misinterpret it and you shake their hand when they're trying to low five?
Well, I've done that, too. I've definitely done that, too.
Were you low five when they're trying to shake your hand?
Yeah, and other times I've grabbed someone's hand to like do a handshake when they actually meant to low five. I've done both.
Oh, well, I've done it once where someone tried to shake my hand and I accidentally put a scorpion in their pants. So
oh, really?
I get it.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
This story regarding the origin of the high five can be found in the written news as early as September 1982 and is featured in the ESPN 30 for 30 film, The High Five, directed by Michael Jacobs. After retiring from baseball, Burke, who was one of the first openly gay professional athletes, used the high five with other gay residents of the Castro District of San Francisco, where for many, it became a symbol of gay pride and identification. Did not know that. Awesome.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this message while you realize how gay you are every time you high five.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody, and hope you high fived all the way.
Louisville Cardinals. Another origin story, first reported in 1980, places it at a University of Louisville Cardinals basketball practice during the 1978-1979 season. Forward Wiley Brown went to give a low five to his teammate Derek Smith. but suddenly Smith looked Brown in the eye and said, "No, up high." Brown thought, "Yeah, why are we staying down low? We jump so high." Raised his hand and the high five was supposedly born. High fives can be seen in highlights reels of the 1978 to 1979 Louisville team. During a telecast of a 1980 game, announcer Al McGuire shouted, "Mr. Brown came to play and they're giving him the high five handshake. High five!"
Well, I think that origin story doesn't work because the other origin story happened first and all the people involved, like, talk about it.
Yeah.
So how can this be the origin story? Also, the guy was like yelling high five and they didn't even know what it was at the time. He just immediately was like, "High five, high five." I don't know.
Sounds like the University of Louisville is trying to rewrite history.
Hoax origin claimed by comedy writers. In a 2007 press release, two comedy writers and the founders of the National High Five Day claimed that a late 1970s and early 80s basketball player from Murray State University had invented the gesture. They also concocted an elaborate and involved story about this player as a young boy learning the gesture from his father. But in a 2013 ESPN article, the pair admitted that it had been a publicity stunt. Per the article, the two had scoured college basketball rosters to plug in a name. Well, there you go. They faked it.
Antecedents. Antecedents of the physical gesture of slapping palms together predate the 1970s. Unreliable source. When the high five is believed to have been coined. For example, it can be seen in the 1960 French Nouvelle Vague movie Breathless. These earlier cases were never called high fives, however, because the term had not yet been coined and they lacked the cultural context and meaning surrounding the gesture that originated in the United States during the late 1970s and 1980s, independent of usage elsewhere.
Well, if they were using it but not using it like a gesture, what were they doing it for? Why were they touching hands so high in the air?
Oh, clearly they have a hand kink.
Conventional wisdom holds that the Tokyo district of Roppongi earned the slogan of High Touch Town after residents noticed World War II American soldiers walking the streets giving each other high five. When the Japanese asked about the gesture, it was mistranslated as high tachi or high touch. This story is possibly apocryphal, as Hiroyuki Usui, a representative of the Roppongi Shopkeepers Promotion Association, explains, "There is no deep meaning in High Touch Town. People don't know what it means. The term High Touch Town may have originated before the high five and had a different meaning, or high touch may mean high class, a play on the town's reputation for nightlife activity among off-duty military personnel." That was confusing. And when did that happen, though? So it was World War II. Okay. But that's not precise, but close.
Yeah. So we've learned a little bit about the high five.
Yeah, I guess we did learn a little bit about the high five, but we have more to do. There's a whole other section. You got to tune in tomorrow to hear about all the variations of the high five.
Of which there are several.
This has been the Wikipedia page for High Five, part 1 of 2.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you smash a high five.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.